Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing now.
Snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'ma ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped off in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped off in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke,
that's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, I'm running like it's nuts.
Why? I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
I keep my hoes in check. You buy Nike for yours. Say they want that lie, I'ma bring that noise. Take my watch on the flight. Yeah, I call that out time. Merc in the middle of the street. That gon' be his deadline. Yeah, you gon' respect mine. Got a body on my check now. Say you nobody to somebody. Gon' body you flatline. Pocket full of dead guys. And you know I'm anti-social, anti-lame, but anti-cool, nigga. You looking at a star that's spaced out. They try to take my style and then take off. I go to work with no days off. Everything all paid off. Y'all the pussy had shade off. She did it just for me, nigga. Would skip you like a space bar, but I'd much rather delete, nigga.
Damn.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold up, hold up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Turn up.
I been getting money, where the fuck you been?
I told her.
Bought a new crib, just to fuck you in.
I told her.
Bought If you wrote an autobiography, you'll have to sue yourself, your lying ass. Codeine in my wine glass. I know you had a wild past. I ain't fucked you in a while with your wild ass. I get high and I fly past. I don't know nothing about iChat. I'm working this iPhone. They need an app called iTrap. iTrap, shining like a night lamp. I just hit my girlfriend and asked her where her wife is. White cup, white hat, laying on the white couch. Got that presidential in a residential White House. Nigga saying, ho, ho, like a white eye. You can see me shining, shining with the light eye. Come on, come on. I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold on.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold on.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Yeah.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been? Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in. I've been getting to the money, where the fuck you been?
To a 10, to a 20, to 50, to 100. My niggas get money, I want it. Ride through the city, my niggas got chopper. My bitch, she so pretty, that's my Pocahontas. Everything on me, I shine like a trophy. Run up a check while they watch out for police. Versace, my pinky, a brick on my rollie. That Cali Ferrari, I'm feeling like Kobe. T.R.U., that's to the death of me, nigga. Killers on the right and left of me, nigga. My destiny, nigga, to get all this money. I can't share that whole recipe with you. My nigga told me, get him, get it, I got him. Stand on that couch as you drink out the bottle. That 40 got hollows, that bitch, she gon' swallow. Get to that money, I'm keeping Chicago. Bought a new crib just to fuck you in.
And what?
Bought that Benz just to fuck your friends. Giuseppe's 900 with the gold bars. Everything about me wrong like a dope charge.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
Hold on.
I've been getting money, where the fuck you been?
I've
been getting money, where the fuck you been?
I've
been getting money, where the fuck you been? Bought a new crib just to fuck you in.
Bought
a new crib just to fuck you in.
Bought
a new crib just to fuck you in. I've been getting to the money, where the fuck you been?
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx on the line with you. That was the 2 Chainz, the way you've been, opened up with the young man. I hustle, have to get right, be about that money. Also got host Golden Fleece on the line. What's good?
Yes, in the building, another Wednesday. Ready to get the interview started, man. Man, I was looking at thisis50.com earlier, seeing our boy Turk. Dropped a joint, Eddie King Jr. street single. It's always good to see Turk dropping that music, man. So shout out to Turk. But that cover is mad funny because you know Eddie King and the Five Heartbeats.
Yeah.
You know how many crazy faces he had, and the cover of it is him with the big ass crackhead smile. That shit is mad funny.
You know what? I seen it on when he tweeted out the new joint. So I need to get that from him so we can play that here on the show. So I did see that new music posted, but I didn't know they was going strong and pushing that as a lead. So that's what's up. Shout out to the homie Turk, for real. Most definitely. Well, you know what? It's a good show tonight. It's a good time. I'm excited. We're actually having first of all, everybody that's first tuning in, we just going off and doing our own thing. And we got a lot of new listeners tonight. So everybody that's tuning in for the first time, this is Global 14, The Cut via Jermaine Dupri's social network, global14.com. And that is his social networking site again. So make sure you head over to that website, check it out. Sign up. Don't stop there. Network a little bit. Holler at us. We're on there as well. So it's going down. Tonight's special guest, Marco, the curator. I believe I'm saying that and pronouncing that correctly. If not, hopefully he can come through it and let me know what it do. Celebrity stylist, quite a resume on him. Can't wait to get into that. Shout out to the homie King for hooking up and plugging us in with him tonight. So it's an honor to have him on the show. It's really dope. Really dope to have
no
him
doubt.
Different on. Yeah,
exactly,
we get to explore that.
Exactly.
Nice
like
lane
that.
Right there.
You know. Another aspect to the industry, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Everybody does these videos, wonder how Future get these clothes that look so dope, or, you know, mm-hmm. King Los, Trinidad James, or where they get this stuff from. You know, these people got stylists that actually handpicked this stuff, you know what I'm saying? And he recently just did the number one video, as far as 106 and Park is concerned, Versace, which is a huge mm-hmm. song, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. if you've seen that video, there's Versace everywhere in that video. So
yes.
Shout out to Marco, the curator, out there curating
yes.
and styling. So we're going to get into his business a little bit tonight.
Most definitely. I can't wait. It's going to be an exciting time. So, everybody, make sure you stay tuned. Get your calls in. You want to support, ask questions, have something you want to say, want to know about it. We're going to try to get to some questions, but we're going to leave the lines open for you. So 760-913-4119 is going to be that number if you'd like to go ahead and get your calls in. And then, homie, I'm going to pass it back to you to let those that want to get their music featured. For, you know, we always get hit up daily, all
yes,
day about
yes.
that. So let you tell them how they can do just that.
Well, we will be doing shows like we always do where we feature independent artists. So you can definitely hit us up on our social networks. Onyx is Onyx254 on Twitter. Onyx on Global 14. You can hit us up DM. I'm The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE. Hit us up on DM on Twitter, or you can go to global14.com, hit us up on the private messages, and let us know what you want us to play. Send it to us. Let us listen to it. Also, like I say every week, let us know what you're trying to accomplish with the record. You know what I'm saying? We actually want to push the music. You know, if it's ready
mm-hmm.
to go, we want to try to get it into somebody's hands that can do something with it. And if it's not ready to go, you're going to get just family constructive criticism, which is never harsh, never no brutal stuff. Ain't nobody on the show making fun of anybody's shit.
Right.
Everybody's out there working hard to try to do what they could do. So we
That's
supporting
right.
that. But everybody ain't ready, you know, and you need that
mm-hmm.
extra ear, you know, not a bunch of yes men around you that will tell
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, if your stuff needs a little bit more work. So, you know, we do that in a friendly way as well. And, of course, we not the end all be all, but we've been around some things, you know what I'm saying? So we know what we're talking about when it comes to these records
something.
And things. You know, a little something, something. So hit us up, man. You know, we're going to have one of those shows coming on soon. And you also
Absolutely.
Never know if there's going to be a special guest on the show that's going to also be weighing in. It could be a big A&R. It could be a big DJ. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So just hit us up, man, and we'll be more than happy to play your shit.
No doubt, no doubt. And so what we'll do is we'll go ahead and actually we like to kind of discuss briefly real quick before our guests come on the line. We want to talk about the charts right now. It's kind of crazy because Katy Perry, she is on the Hot 100 and the radio. I'm sorry, not Hot 100, my bad. Radio and Pop Charts are number one with Roar. And usually when Katy Perry hits the chart, she tends to take over, but that's not the case this weekend. And I already knew who would be taking over. Usually Katy Perry and Rihanna run the charts, but not this week. Royals, I don't know if it's Lorde or Lorde, but she's got the number one Hot 100 joint. I've been seeing her everywhere. Still have not even, you know, dived into what she's got going on yet. And then Drake, who other than Drake, right? He's got the number one R&B. It's got the number one R&B hip-hop album, Nothing Was the Same. Who could have guessed, right? Of course. And then you have...
Nothing Was the Same.
Nothing But Drake, right? And then you got Drake featuring, I believe it's Mahi Jordan, Hold On, We're Going Home. That's the number one R&B and rap song. I'm sorry, number one R&B and hip-hop song. And then, surprisingly, still who's holding down the number one rap song in the country right now is Jay-Z and Timberlake with Holy Grail. They love this joint. So,
wow.
Yeah, I was like, really? I would have thought by now something else would have came and creeped through and took that number one spot. Now, you know, we didn't broadcast last week. And we apologize to anybody who was looking forward to the show. We took a week off. We need that every now and then. But so I had to go back and see. But yeah, they are
Damn,
still number
you know,
one.
But you know
Crazy.
What? It's not going to change anytime soon because I swear, every time they play this record, and I think I mentioned
yeah.
this before on the show, like, I don't give a damn if you're a dude or you're a girl. Like, everybody
yeah.
thinks that they're Justin when that singing part is coming
yes,
on.
They do.
I mean, I was
they
in a barbershop of grown men. and they are sitting there singing that shit and cutting hair and shit. And I'm just looking at them like, y'all are really loving that part right there. You know?
I know.
What happened to your life where you got to scream out, it's so unfair? Like, they really that shit to heart. So I'm just looking at it like, wow. And like I said, you know how big of a. If y'all listen to the show, you know me and Onyx are super Jay-Z fans. But
yes. We
hate that song, right? We can't bear that song. And it hasn't changed. I still don't like that song.
I still don't like it, homie. And I'm just like, what is the deal? And we still have yet to play. I don't foresee
it's like
us
the
playing
worst song on
like,
the album to me, man.
I'm not feeling it. I never have. It's like I find myself having to be subject to it because there's no choice. And the great thing about Sirius is you can kind of skip around a little bit, but even with Sirius, it's getting to the point where I can't escape the record. So I'm like, my goodness, I find myself just riding around the Jeezy all day, which I don't have a problem. Not all day, but you know when I'm in the whip, though. Well, I do know I'm in love with him. Everybody knows that. It's no secret. So I know that Pusha T dropped the album, and he's everywhere this week, even all over our site, Global 14. But what else did you... I don't know if you want to go in specifically with that before the guests come on, but what did you uncover this week, or last week even, because since we took a week off, you know?
Yeah, there's been some joints. Actually, Killer Cam actually dropped a joint called Ghetto Heaven. Everybody's been waiting for Cam Ron, you know what I'm saying,
to
drop some
shit.
So when you see the Ronald McDonald face on the cover pointing a gun at you, that's Killer Cam's new joint, Ghetto Heaven. So, you know, everybody got love for Cam. Check that joint out. Actually, there was another one that everybody was looking forward to. Nipsey Hussle. The Nipsey Hussle joint, Crenshaw. Actually, Jay-Z bought like 100 copies of his joint. The crazy thing about Nipsey Hussle's release was that he did it in a way where he charged $100 for his album. Mm. So basically he was like, I know who my core fans are, so if you really support me, $100 wouldn't be nothing for you to come and buy this album. So So now it's not $9.99. He's only printing out a certain amount of them. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. So he's trying to sell all of them at $100. It's actually a genius idea to me. But Jay-Z bought 100 of them, so right off the top he made $100,000. So shout out to Nipsey Hussle coming up with that, and Jay-Z loving that idea, and bought a whole 100 of those. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Hov for doing that. We had SD, Life of a Savage 3. That's one of Chief Keef homies in the 300 camp. Him and Fredo Santana, and Lil Reese. Lil Reese dropped the joint Super Savage. So the 300 crew is like, you know, we're going to be dropping these tapes, we're going to be dropping these albums. Kevin Gates, who's also, like I said, we all been on the lookout for him. He's doing his thing out of New Orleans.
Yeah, but
he dropped a joint called Stranger Than Fiction. You know what I'm saying? Who else has something, man? It was something else.
It was a couple of joints that came out. I saw one with T.I. coming out.
Nehemiah Supreme came out, which is a female rapper that's doing her thing. A lot of blogs showing her love. Actually, DJ Ski dropped a joint with the Game called Operation Kill Everything, so you could go check that out. The Game's been in the news for a lot of different paparazzi shit, but no music. Now you got his music too, so.
Absolutely. You know, he was on Barry King the other day. I didn't go back and listen to the interview or anything like that, but I was like, wow, you know what I mean? I have to go back and see what the deal was with that, because Larry King don't just interview anybody. So I wanted to go back and see what that was all about.
Crazy. That interview was a little bit crazy, because when he was on there, he admitted to starting the shooting outside of Hot 97 when him and 50 got into it. He actually admitted, like, I started it. You know what I'm saying? We start popping off in front of Hot 97. And I was just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't have thought that he would have admitted that. But, Game has seemed to be in the news a lot. Especially, he's doing great things like helping families and different things like that. But he also has his controversies. He's punching people in their face whenever he gets a chance. I think he just actually punched.
Which I hate to say is expected, but it's
Yeah, I mean, Game is now, I think he's, yeah, but I think he's become that type of guy that's like, you know, in that California scene that he won't be disrespected.
Yeah.
You know, he will throw those hands. And recently, I think he threw them on Brandon Jennings, which is an NBA player. So, but that was alleged, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
you know, just watch out for the Game. He's out there throwing them hands, and he don't care who he hit. So, you know.
Okay, okay. Alrighty. Well, we are, again, as promised, we are going to have Bronco the Curator. So that'd be stylish. If you don't know him, you will know him by the end of this broadcast tonight. So stay tuned. And if you want to talk to him, questions, comments, support, all of that, make sure you dial 760-913-4119, because we're not going to keep the lines open all night, but we want to keep them open just enough time for you to get those questions and calls in. Also, this past, not because we didn't broadcast last week, but the weekend of the 29th, I think it was the weekend of the BET Hip Hop Awards. So those will be airing October 15th next week. Or is that in 2 weeks? No, that's next
week.
That
is in, next week.
Next week, Hip Hop BET Awards will be coming. I can't wait to look at the ciphers. We weren't there in person, so I'm excited to see the ciphers. I heard a lot of great things.
Kendrick Lamar
moving out there.
Apparently going at Drake.
I heard about that, and I wanted to talk to you about that. And it later, I'm glad you brought that up, because I actually wanted to talk about that, that whole thing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the news.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we had A3C that happened.
Yes.
We talked about it all year. We talked about it all last year. For everybody that had an opportunity to step out to that, you know, congrats. I'm sure it was productive, exciting. Shout out to our previous guest, Al Poco Don, who actually was on the ballot this year to perform, and he took the stage, and lots of fans out there, so he has lots of supporters. It's amazing. He ran into a lot of new fans as well, so he's got a lot of celebrity people following him and really excited about his career. So, yeah. And then shout out to, of course, Jermaine Dupri, who was on a couple of panels, and there's some YouTubes up of him that you guys can actually check out on our Facebook or Google or whatever you need to do to get to those. So
make sure you check those out too. Very, very informative information given by the big homie JD at A3C.
Yes.
It was very informative for anybody that's looking to know where music is going and what's really going on out here. I suggest you go find those interviews. A lot of dope interviews from A3C. So, you know, just Google, YouTube, but find those interviews.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. Well, you know, like you said, the number one video out right now, according to 106 and Park, according to a couple of people, we do have the stylist of that video. And what was the name of that record in
Versace,
the room?
Versace.
One of my favorite joints, and we're going to actually play that record, and we'll bring on a special guest coming up, Global 14 The Cut.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man, what that is?
Shout out Migos, shout out Daytona.
And Migos drink at the Versace store.
Yeah. Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Numinati. This is a gated community, please get the fuck off the property. Rap must be changing cause I'm at the top and then no one on top of me. Niggas be wanting a verse, but man, that's not a swap to me. Grinding in compliments, pooling the backyard that look like Metropolis. I think I'm selling a million for sweet man, I guess I'm an optimist. Born in Toronto, but sometimes I feel like Atlanta adopted us. What the fuck is you talking about? Saw this shit coming like I had binoculars, boy. Versace, Versace, we stay at the mansion when we in Miami. The pillows, Versace, the sheets of Versace, I just want a Grammy. I've been so quiet, I got the world like, what the fuck is he planning? Just make sure that you got a backup plan, cause that shit might come in handy. Started a label, the album is coming September, just wait on it. This year I'm eating your food at my table, got so many plates on it. Hunted this TV at my house, I sit back like, damn, I look great on it.
Damn, I look good.
I do not fuck with your new shit, my nigga, don't ask for my take on it. Speaking of lingo, man, this for my nigga that trap out the bendo.
Bendo.
This for my niggas that call up Fernando to move a piano. Fuck all your feelings, cause business is strictly financial.
Business.
I'm always the first one to get it, man, that's how you lead by example.
I got it.
Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace.
Word in New York is indictment, and high schools are calling me poppy.
Woo.
I'm all on the low, take a famous girl out with it, no paparazzi. I'm trying to give Halle Berry a baby and no one can stop me.
Versace, 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 whoa. Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace,
Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Illuminati. I know that you like it. Versace, my neck and my wrist is so sloppy. Versace, Versace, I love it. Versace, the top of my Adidas. My plug is Andati. He give me the dust and I know that they mighty.
Shady shirt, Versace.
Versace.
Yo, bitch went in on my pockets.
Damn.
She asked me why my drawers sealed. I told that bitch Versace.
What else?
Cheetah print on my sleeve.
What else?
But I ain't never been in the jungle.
Nah.
Try to take my set. Better run with it, nigga. Don't thump. Versace.
Versace.
Versace, Versace. Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace.
You can do chewing,
I do it.
Versace,
I do it.
You got the Honda,
I do it.
The Mazda,
I do it.
Smoke the mid,
I do it.
Excited,
I do it.
The train, these niggas
Versace.
You can do it like I work at Hibachi. Looking and watching, blah, I like some taxi.
Come to my room, my seat,
Versace.
When I go to sleep, I dream,
Versace.
Medusa,
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 Medusa.
These niggas, they wish it, they knew you. They capping the jewelry, missing the Louis. My black is better than exclusive. That's right, short like I'm turning the tide.
Versace,
I'm beating the pack on me, mine.
Well, well,
lot of you niggas, they copy.
Ooh.
My closet, Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace.
Versace.
Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace.
King of Versace, Medusa,
I'm
my
king.
Wife in my car is Versace, I got stripes on my
Versace.
Mind. I'm dressed so nice, they can't even copy.
No.
You think I'm Egyptian, this gold on my body.
Gold.
Money, my mission, two bitches, they
money.
Kissing. My diamonds is pissing, my swag is disquisite. Don't offset no preacher, but you niggas
listen,
listen. Them blue and white diamonds, they look like the
pussy. Whoa.
Cold and sipping Versace, I'm ripping them bands in my pocket, you know they don't last. I'm draped up in gold, but no Pharaoh. Rockin' handcuffs, that's Ferragamo. Bridge by the boat, overload. I think I'm the dumb, but no Rocco. This is the lock that I chose.
I told
out of the store, can't go back no more. Versace, my clothes while I'm selling. Versace took over, it took out my clothes.
Versace,
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 Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace.
Already, that was Drake and Migos. Well, Migos ATL featuring Drake with Versace. And we have the stylist of that video, the number one video right now. Michael on the line with us. What's good?
What up? What's good, G14? Marco the curator in the building.
Nice. Got Marco the curator in the building all the way from the West Coast.
Yes, yes. Sunny Los Angeles. Not too sunny today, but we living.
Most definitely, man. We appreciate you coming on the line, taking the time out of your busy schedule to chit-chat with us on the line and, you know, let us know about the projects you have coming up. And, you know, we're excited to have you, so thank you.
Oh, no, definitely. Thank you, guys. I'm excited to be on there and, you know, just keeping it moving and exchanging energies with y'all. So thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Anything you want to say, homie, before we get right into it?
Nah, man, I'm anxious to, you know, hear what the homie Marco has to say because, you know, we know styling is a big part of these videos, especially right now. You know, the fashion has taken a huge forefront role in the hip-hop community, you know, with Kanye West and Jay-Z and all these guys, the Tom Ford records, the Versace records, you know. It's a lot of records out here about, you know, clothes and designer fashion. So Marco being on the show tonight is, I think, is great. So he could give us some insight what goes on to the people that actually are behind all this stuff, the people that style these stars that everybody loves. So I'm ready to get into it.
Most
definitely. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We had a super dope stage in hip hop where fashion is real prevalent, and like it reminds me of the golden era of hip hop where I grew up in, like in the '90s. Where, you know, hip-hop fashion was such a powerful force that the fashion world had to recognize it. You had people like Tommy Hilfiger who were asking Raekwon to walk their runway because they knew, like, the Wu just had the streets on lock. And that was, like, the birth of streetwear, and that's a lot of what this hip-hop culture is. And, you know, now we find ourselves in an era very similar to that where you have A$AP Rocky walking the runway and him and Kanye's and the likes of them sitting front row at Fashion Week in Paris. So we definitely are at a place like that again. And especially, like, you know, 90s fashion will be coming back in. Silhouette, the 90s silhouettes, the patterns, designers such as Versace and Snapbacks and things like that. So I think it is a pretty cool time. You know, it's a cool time to pay homage and you know, we're paying homage as we speak, so.
Most definitely, and it's real dope that you actually are in the whole midst of all this, and it's just, we're excited to have you on the show because you can actually shed light onto that and go further into depth with that. I want to take it back to for our listeners and audience so we can get to know who you are and get into your brand. It looks like you have a couple of products maybe, so let's take it back to before, like you said, when you were growing up in the 90s and whatnot. Have you always, were you born and raised on the West Coast?
Yes. I was born and raised out here in Los Angeles, on the east side of Los Angeles. And I was born, you know, I had two older brothers, and I was basically, you know, they were 7 and 10 years apart from me. So mm-hmm. when I was growing up, you know, I inherited everything they gave me. So I inherited the music. I inherited De La Soul, 3 Feet High and Rising. Like, I have a vivid memory of going to Target to buy that on tape. Like, my mom taking me there because I bought that for my brother for his birthday. You know, so I remember him liking it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, me, I idolized my older brothers. You know, one brother took me out of that. The other brother had us, you know, bumping too short when he would take us to school. So, like, I grew up indulging that. I grew up around the era of that and when Michael Jordan really started popping. So, all of a sudden, you have, even before that golden era, you know, you have the late 80s. You have something so influential like Chuck D and Public Enemy, and mm-hmm. you see them and you hear them, you're like, oh my God! And I've always been a visual person, so I want to see what they look like. Then I see him, and he's got the illest, you know, script snapback with the matching starter jacket, and he's wearing Jordan 3. You know, you want to emulate it. And then, you know, my brothers put me on the, yo, look at this guy, Michael Jordan, and all of a sudden, you see he's just a phenomenal player, and you want to wear those shoes because you see mm-hmm. Chuck D wearing it. You see, you know, Spike Lee wearing it, which, you know, immortalized the Jordan 4s and Do the Right Thing. And it's all embedded in that culture, and I've always been that visual person. And you know, as I grew just a fan of hip-hop, you know, I wanted to be that way. I wanted to dress like them. You know, I heard, when I first heard Nas, I fell in love with him. But my whole thing, I'm one of the old school cats in the CD era. I wanted to open the CD and look at the liner notes and see what they were wearing, see how mm-hmm. they packaged it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
when I saw Nas, he looked exactly what he sounded like. Like, the cohesion mm-hmm. was there so brilliantly. And I just, ever since then, I've been sold, you know, you become part of that culture. Like, you know, people always talk about, you don't listen to hip-hop, you live it. And yeah, you know, like, you listen to the music, but you also find yourself dressing like that. And, you know, I've always just loved fashion, you know. So it all mm-hmm. just went hand in hand, especially in that era.
Most definitely. Did you find at that time, that's when you said that's when you began to love fashion. Did you find yourself at that time putting together your own unique styles and people comment saying, yo, how'd you put that together, what not, that's fresh? Was it at that time you began to experiment pretty much?
Yeah, it always happened that way. Like, anytime, you know, a new Source magazine came out. I remember, like, the Source magazine came out and Method Man was on the cover for the Raekwon album. You know, he had a nice little beard, and I was probably like 15, starting to grow a little peach fuzz. So I was trying to shape my beard like him. You know, like, I was wearing, I you know, vividly remember, you know, he wore the wristbands with the throwback Dallas Cowboy jersey, and had the matching batting gloves and the wristbands and the headband. Everything was just so, it matched him perfectly. Like, you know, because of the Source, that same issue, I remember seeing You God wearing camels and wallabies. And I, you know, a kid out here didn't know wallabies. Well, wallabies weren't really popping out here like they were in the East Coast. So I was always just trying to stay one step ahead, and I think that mm-hmm. really helped me to where I am now, to be a tastemaker and help setting the trends. And, yeah, I remember I used to catch a lot of attention if I stepped out to the mall or something. They'd be like, yo, you ain't from around here, are you? I'm like, yeah, I live down the street. Like, oh, you got an East Coast style. And I was like, I guess, thank you. But I'm a West Coast dude to the death, so...
Most definitely, yeah. You totally have like a West Coast vibe about you too, but you know so much that you're so cultured, and I hear you. It's great to hear you speak about the fashion aspect of it, because whereas hip hop heads, just solely hip hop heads, when you're focused on that music and the lyrics, that's what we would remember. Like, oh, I remember when Nas dropped this, but you're specifically, you know, naming and pointing out certain things, and even back to the Source cover you described. So I think that's really dope. It's amazing.
You know, we all learn different ways. I'm a very visual person, and I think, I mean, that explains why I do what I do now, I guess. But, yeah, it all matches together, you know what I mean?
And I think that's key,
and especially in what I do. Like, if I work with an artist, like, I need to make sure, like I said, when I heard Nas, I thought he was dope as hell, and I wanted to see him, and he looked just the way I envisioned him. He looked the way he should have looked, the way he sounded. So I take that philosophy into when I work with an artist, because you know the fans are real. The fans can sniff out a phony left and right. So you know if you got a dude that's looking one way but sounding another way, the fans are gonna be like, "Yo, that don't match. Like, I ain't buying it." You can never fake funk. So.
Most definitely. Well, we definitely want to get into asking you about the Trinidad James and, you know, the Migos and all of that you're working with now. It's an exciting time for you, I think, bringing you to shine. At any point did you, decide to just venture off and say, I'm going to just, like, at what point did you decide you're going to take this as a business and just kind of run with it? A lot of people go to school, a lot of people join the military. What made you say, you know what, I can do this fashion thing for real and take it serious and take on some clients?
Believe it or not, what it was is I used to be a rapper. Like, I was a musician. I don't shine light on that subject at all. I don't speak about it because it's just, you know, it's not where I'm at. It's not what I do anymore. But I was a musician who, and it's funny because I've always had a sense of fashion. And I made a cognitive decision during my rap career that I was like, yo, I need to make sure every time I step out, people know who I am. And, like, I can walk around rapping all the time, but that's probably going to be annoying and close more doors than it actually opens.
Exactly.
Like, so I just got to make sure I'm my own walking billboard. And, you know, at that point in time, I love music, I love fashion, but I had no idea what a stylist was. But I just inadvertently started styling myself. And then, you know, through one of the producers I was working with, by the name of Benny Cassette. Big shout out to Benny Cassette, doing a lot of work with good music right now. But he was my producer, and around that time, a few years back, he was also an artist, starting to get some, you know, videos played, some airplay. And I basically started bartering fashion with him for studio time. You know, he hit me up like, yo, I got a red carpet to go to. Can I borrow some Cazals? Can I borrow a jacket? And so I laced him because I knew I'd be getting, you know, free beats and free studio time. And then from there, it just started growing, and he started passing my name along. And then I realized, like, yo, like, I love hip-hop, but I'm seeing where my lane really is. And that's when I realized, like, oh, you know, I'm still in the music industry, but I think this is the lane I should be in, fashion, something that
I always
had a background in. I was doing designs already for different companies, but it always played the back burner. It was always like, oh, yeah, I do this, but I'm really a rapper. And then finally I just realized, like, yo, I should shift gears over here. And that's when it really started coming into place, and that's when I realized, let me just put my focus on here.
That's great to hear you say that, and I'm going to let the host come on the line in a minute here. I just want to commend you on that, because we typically on this show, we definitely have that industry advice, and we tell artists all the time, this may not be your lane. You may be a better producer, you may be a better manager, you may be a better this. So I think it's so dope that you recognize exactly what part of the industry you wanted to be in, because it is very broad and there's different aspects of it. So for you to come on and say that is awesome, and I hope that our audience is listening in right now to hear what you said. And it's not that you don't have that talent, but hey, I'm more interested in this, and I'm making more money doing this, and I'm getting more attention doing this. And that branding and marketing is what it's all about. So I have to shout out to you and much respect for riding that lane and making it is what it is today. And now here you are on the show right now. So
you
picked the right one.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Already, I appreciate it.
No problem. Gordon, I'll invite you on the line as well, homie.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I just, you know, always great listening to the, you know, the backstories and how, you know, people get into what they do. You know, we love definitely asking those questions here on The Cut. You know, it's very interesting time, like I said at the top of the show, with hip hop. And it's always been like that, you know, from Dapper Dan to, you know, Shirt Kings and just a bunch of people back in the day. They used to dress all your favorite artists, you know what I'm saying? And then it got to a point where you start seeing all of that stuff coming back, man. And I just wanted to ask Marco, man, when you go on to these sets or magazine shoots and things of that nature, like you said, when you saw Nas, you said, that's how that guy's supposed to look. So is that the same thing when you see Future, or do you know what Future likes? And you say, okay, I know what this guy likes, so let me tailor what I'm going to do, but put a little twist on it. Or do you say, Future, I know how you should look on this shoot. Trust me on this.
You know, it's a balance of both of those. Like, you know, a lot of times these artists come in with a vision and you have to respect that vision. And a lot of times it's beautiful when they bring you on for the reason and respect your vision to it. But, you know, you definitely, the number one thing is in any fashion sense, whether it's music or non-music stuff, is somebody being comfortable in what they're wearing and feeling comfortable. Because once that is said, I mean, that's what raises a person's confidence. And that's when their swag is up. And, you know, that's when they own it. And so, you know, I pride myself, like I said, on making sure it fits. So I like to get to know the people's music, their personality. And once you know, sometimes you have a preconceived notion of what it should be, and then you get to meet them and you get to see more angles of their personality you didn't really know about. So you're like, oh, dang, like, I can see why I can twist this. And then, like I said, sometimes they already, you know, somebody like a Future who already has a solid fashion sense. All somebody like me has to do is come and just, you know, add the finishing touches on it. Like, so that makes my job even easier, but I just add that one finishing touch on it. Like, my man's already on point, but guess what? I had that rare pair of Chanel quilted sunglasses that just was icing on the cake for him. So, you know, that also goes with what I do. You know, I don't just style people. You know, I call myself the curator because I've always been a collector of, you know, clothing and, you know, vintage, just all-around fly stuff, whether it's vintage jewelry, glasses, jackets. So sometimes it's just, I come in there and just add that finishing touch that you couldn't find anywhere else. So.
And you know what? I wanted to get into that because I think that's a very important with any stylist, that they're up on their fashion game and they know, like, I'll tell you a little example. My artist, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Flash Garments, man. We call him Flash Garments because he's, like, into fashion, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody will be like, hey, you know, I just got some Versace. Not from that store, you didn't. Because they don't tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll let them know, like, if you got that out of that store, that ain't real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So people that actually know their history and, you know, they sit there and give you a soliloquy on it, and the person that just bought it is like, God damn, I got this fake shit? What the hell? And,
people get deep on it, yeah.
Right. I was going to ask you, are you one of those type of people, man? Do you tell people, listen, homie, if you went here, and got that, you got had, because that is not the original. They don't even make that and send that over here. Do you actually get that deep when it comes to the fashion? Do you say, I will not buy from over here because I know it's not real? I got to make sure I get it from elsewhere.
Yo, I'm that dude. I'm a clothing snob. I'll tell you a funny story right now. Like, this is without putting, I won't say any names. I don't want to put too much business out there. But just two nights ago, you know, this nice young lady who we were supposed to go out, and I literally sabotaged us hanging out because she said that Versace was, she referenced Versace as the Picasso of fashion. And I said, no. I was like, if anything, he's the Michelangelo. Like, I go, get, and she was trying to stick to her point. And, you know, as a gentleman, probably I should have just appeased her. But, I mean, they spoke about one of my favorite, you know, people I look up to. And I said, look, if you Google or even think about Picasso, you think abstract expressionism or cubism. Google or think of Michelangelo, you think of Sistine Chapel. Mm. Which one of those is in the vein of Versace? And she got mad, you know, but I just, like, I'm that dude. I'll take it there. And you know, my whole crew is like that. Like, before I started styling anybody, like, I styled myself, and I didn't know I was styling myself. I just knew I wanted to, for a lack, can I say a bad word here? I don't know how.
Yeah, do your thing, bro.
I just knew I needed to shit on people, like, and that was like, you know, that was me and my crew. We all would, like, we all loved clothing and collecting, and it was basically like, when we were out there shopping and dressing, it was just a stunt on each other, like, and it was just, you know, friendly rivalry between Because I don't think there's a lot of people that really get into clothing like the way me and the big homie Touch, the homies from Fruition, like some of my good friends were
right.
really into fashion. So, you know, it was always just trying to one-up each other, you know. And because of that, you know, we always made sure we knew what we were wearing, the story behind it, you know. And to some
that's
people,
dope.
It's like, yo, that's weird, that's nerdy. But, like, I think it's cool. It's a story. Yeah. And even when I get on set, to be able to tell somebody, like, yo, this is a Dapper Dan piece, you know, the custom joint, you know, or this series is from, you know, this collection. Like right now, I want to send a big shout out to my man Scorn. Like, he's a big polo head, low life.
Shout out.
He's one of the guys, you know, who schooled me to the polo game. You know, he just put out a coffee book, and he's one of the guys I looked up to a lot. You know, he was telling me, yo, this collection only came out this season and this year to commemorate this and that. So, I think it's so dope to have the backstory of it because it just adds more substance to it. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's like I admire it so much because it's like anything else. When you speak on a subject, you want to know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
If somebody is out there playing with your passion, it's just like music. Like, somebody come across to me talking some crazy shit about music, and it's not right, I'm like, oh, where the hell you got that information? You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
We might get into a whole conversation about it, but I also think that it makes for, especially now, as you, come on, you got youth out here, you got people that can't even afford this stuff, breaking their freaking necks to try to get it, you know what I'm saying? And they don't
yeah.
really know why they're wearing it, just because somebody else is wearing it. So I always admire the guy that knows, hey, listen, I got this because you see this silk right here? This shit was only made three, so you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, so that's
yeah.
why you got that shit, not because you seen 2 Chainz having that shit on, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
Definitely props to you for doing that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, brother.
No doubt. I definitely wanted to get into also sneakers, you know, shoes, Jordans.
Oh,
we spoke
man.
About it a little bit earlier, man. You know, when you go on Instagram, they have these memes that are like, hey, you know, shout out from Jordan for having y'all motherfuckers buy the same shit all the time over and over again. But real Jordan heads, they get pissed at that shit. They like, that's bullshit. These new Bel Airs are the only, you know what I'm saying? So are you the same way when it comes to Jordan sneakers? How do you feel about Jordans and limited edition dead stock shoes? Because that is huge right now, bro.
It's a bittersweet subject for me, man.
Oh, okay.
Everything for me, it started with Jordans. Like I said, you know, that was my first pair of Jordans, man. Like, I worked hard. Like, you know, we was a working class family, but that was my parents figured out, oh, we want him to get good grades, we get him Jordans. Like, and that was my
right.
dream. I busted my ass out to get that. And I've always been that Jordan head. People knew me for that. And so I used to be a stickler, you know, always having the OG stuff, the Nike Air on the back, and, you know, the sad thing is, you know, I'm a believer in quality over quantity, but at the end of the day, it's a business. So, you know, Nike starts reissuing all these things.
Right.
It's dope it comes out again, but it broke my heart because I used to be one of those dudes who I'd break necks if I brought something out the closet because nobody had that. But now that's like everybody has, and it just feels like it devaluates certain things. So, so that, you know, it's bittersweet. I've always been a sucker for the OG colorways just because, you know, it's what I grew up on. It's what I have this connection with. So I try
right.
to stick to those colors. But, you know, they have done some great stuff. I think that Dornbecker project is super dope. I can't say I'm necessarily a fan of all the shoes, but the fact that Nike's taking this opportunity where they know they have so much popularity to actually help out a charity like the hospital, and I think that's dope, you know, and
right.
they create these, like, limited capsules. So at least something good is coming out of it. And it's crazy because that culture is thriving. Like, you see kids camped out for shoes, and it's like, it's amazing that all this started from, you know, a pair of red and black Nikes that got banned in 85, man.
It's crazy, right? That is
yeah.
absolutely crazy. But I'm definitely feeling you on that, man. A lot of people, I think, feel the same way in their sentiments. And, you know, I'm going to ask you one more question, but we want to get some callers. I think we got some callers on hold that want to talk to you, you know, actually ask about this fashion stuff. We definitely got to get into the Versace video that you just styled, because like I said, it's number one out there, man. Drake did a killer verse on it, which took the song to different heights. After the Migos already was tearing it up with the song themselves, but then you get to style the video. We want to get into that, but let me bring on Onyx and see if we got any callers that want to talk to you real quick so they can get their questions in as well.
Real quick.
I just want to
shout out everybody. You know, I didn't style the full video, so I definitely don't want to give take anybody's credit away. I had the good fortune of working with a great team. It was a legendary stylist by the name of Mike B, who's been around since the Biggie Puff era, and he was styling it. Brooklyn Styles was hired to do the women, and she did a great job. I had the good fortune of just being around the right circle of people that when the word came up saying, hey, we need some of this rare Versace pieces, where can we get them, that my name got thrown out in there. And once I showed them the pieces, the Migos contacted me directly and were like, we want you here with us. So
nice.
I had the great fortune of coming in and providing some vintage Versace silks, also some Versace necklaces, some Versace sunglasses, also some of my private label clothing as well that they like, that fit the motif. And so I just definitely want to shout out Mike B, Sam DeSalu, Brooklyn Styles, everybody else who I had the great fortune and honor to work with on that video, because I think that video is tremendously opulent and over the top, and I was honored to be a part of it.
Nice. Let's bring these callers on so they could talk to the curator himself.
Absolutely.
Who we got on?
We have a couple of people tuning in actually and tweeting me like crazy, but we got a familiar caller of mine right now, the homie King. What's good?
Yo, what up, King?
How you living?
Listen, man, you already know, man. Don't front on me, man. You already know I'm great. I'm good. You know what? I had to hop on, you know, for one, because my daughter's listening. Shout out to Malia, you know. She needed to hop on here and straighten some stuff out, man. For one, you know, I'm listening to the show. I love it. You know, but I know so much more that the listeners can actually gain from hearing you guys speak every week, because you guys have a wealth of information and resources. And I don't know if anybody's really challenged you guys on that. So I want to challenge you guys to do an entrepreneurial panel, should I say, you know, to where it actually give people an opportunity to try out. Like, I'm willing to probably even put up something for the winner. If you guys can just kind of scout out, you know, talent and people that's trying to take it a step further, you know. But Marco is so modest, and even G Fleece, he's so modest, you know. They're modest, but these are geniuses. And I would really hate for somebody big to have to hop on the line. I would hate to have to call somebody big that can vouch for that shit and people to take it serious. I don't want it to get to those limits. Because, and I'm telling you, all of this wouldn't have went down without Onyx.
Indeed.
So I want to shout her out. I love you guys. Like, I really do, man. But I want to see some more action, because you guys, they build me up every time I hop on the phone with them, and I have new ideas. And I learned from Pharrell today. I'm a pluralist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I definitely want to give that challenge to you guys. I ain't gonna take up too much of y'all time, man, but please, callers, please reach out to these fine gentlemen and this lovely lady to see how they could help you guys in your pursuit, because I know with a show like this, they gotta be listening for some kind of advice and some kind of help and guidance.
That's dope, King. That's dope. And, you know, we, Onyx and I, you know, we really appreciate King, man. He's family, you know, G14, you know, radio. He's been down with the cut for a minute, man. And just you coming on saying that, you know, we actually talk about those things a lot. And we got some stuff definitely coming up. So, but it's always good to hear it from somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, letting us know how they feel about what we're doing. So we really appreciate you, brother. Thanks a lot for that.
Oh, no problem.
Yes, yes, thank you so much. We go back a couple years now, it seems, so it's like it's nice to see the growth and progression in all of our efforts and pursuits, and we're excited for you to introduce us to the guests we have tonight.
Yes.
It's a good night, and we just, again, thank you so much, and we look forward to great things, and we look forward to you being a part of them as well. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good night.
You too, brother.
Thank you. That was really dope. So that was a slash call for the guests and call for the show. That was really dope. Shout out to King on that one. Really
we got
nice.
Anybody
really
else
nice
on the line?
I don't have anybody that's speaking that wants to speak, but I have a lot of people listening.
Okay.
I want to tell you, Marco, it's so interesting and such a pleasure to hear you speak with the passion, a word that Golden Head used as well, the passion and the knowledge that you have in your expertise. I mean, I wouldn't have known. I'm a female, and I don't know anything about a lot of this stuff. I know what I like and what looks good, and I can tell what's cheap and what's not good quality, but I wouldn't be able to name vintage nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I just think it's so dope that you know this type of stuff and for everyone. And it's just for your name to have come up in the midst of a video like that with such a huge song, that's a big, great deal. So congratulations for even being among and mentioned. And then not only that, getting your pieces and having more products that you were able to provide to these this up-and-coming group. That was fantastic. So congrats on that.
Yeah, super dope,
thank
man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Especially the fact that you're going back into what is considered like the top creme de la creme of, you know, clothing. When you talk about Gianni
mm-hmm.
Versace's legacy and things of that nature, you talk about Biggie Smalls and Puff Daddy, that era of them rocking these clothes to the point where, you know, I'm in Orlando, I go to Miami often, and you always see people, you know, stopping in front of those Versace mansion gates and taking those pictures, and you could see, you know, the type of shit he was on, you know what I'm saying, just looking at his crib, you feel what I'm saying? So when you get these vintage pieces, man, and I love this aspect of styling because it's really deep. You can't get them from different places. Sometimes they ship them right around your area, and probably it's like 15, and you'll never know. I remember some people buying from H&M. They bought like a limited edition jacket that Kanye somebody had bought out, and like I think only Kanye and Chris Brown had this on, but a few people caught it from H&M, and now it's like some limited edition piece, and my boy was telling me, yeah, I got it and found out that this, that, and the other. Do you track shit like this? Like, do you know when shit is coming from overseas to the States and where it's going?
Yeah, like for example, with that Versace one, I think that was so dope, and I think that goes to show, you know, one of Versace's staples is their framework. You know, it's quality over quantity, so they're not going to mass produce anything. And
right.
When you look at that jacket, it was a bomber jacket that had one of their signature, you know, palm tree prints on the side. Like, it was a piece of art. You know, I look at clothing like art, and this jacket in particular is a good example. It's a beautiful jacket. It's got different textures, just the patterns on it, and it was a limited release. And then so limited, I mean, not just based on the limitedness, but, you know, so beautiful that somebody like Chris Brown and Kanye was wearing it. And what better spokesperson for Billboard of the world to show
right.
the clothing than those guys? And it set off like wildfire. And it's,
right.
it's crazy. Yeah, it's so crazy to see that there is, you know, people that are big fashionistas, like we had mentioned earlier, that are following, like, yo, H&M is doing this and that. And, you know, and H&M, you know, you got to give big ups to them because they've created this medium to bring these, like, super dope names and dope capsules and bring them at an affordable price. And that's
I
awesome.
Love it.
Like,
I love it, man.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of H&M. I shop at H&M. And, you know, when my boy told me about this jacket, he actually has it. Like, he lives out here in Florida with me, so he's fucking waiting until it gets cold so he can put the shit on. You know what I'm saying? He's sitting there, like, he walks past his closet like, yo, I'm going to kill him with this shit when it gets cold. And I'm just like, damn, I didn't even know that shit. But
that's the beauty of a piece like that. It's a classic piece that, like, you know, he could wear it tomorrow or he could wear it in 10 years, and it's not going to lose its value. It's timeless.
That's exactly what he says, man. Yeah, you guys got to meet one day, definitely, man. But I want to also talk about Kanye, now that we're on that subject. Kanye just gave a very interesting interview with the BBC, four parts of just dropping jewels for people that haven't heard this interview. We all on Global 14 absolutely love the interview because we know exactly what this guy's talking about. And he's talking about kind of hitting his wall in the fashion industry and that they won't let him in, even though he proved that he can do his thing with Nike and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But still, he's hitting a wall. You know what I'm saying? So what did you think about that interview? First of all, did you see it? And what do you think about Kanye's fashion sense? And should these people be blocking him out of this world like they're trying to, or like he alluded to in the interview?
I mean, I think he is a genius. He is a true artist in every shape, way, and form, and he just loves to create, you know, and that's why he can do things like design capsules for APC and design shoes for Nike and do a limited capsule with Louis. And I think he is an artist. I even heard he was doing some, there was something in the works where he was doing some art in the form of furniture. And I thought that was brilliant. You know, he's just an artistic man that loves to create, and I respect that. And I thought it was beautiful, and it shows how much he loves fashion that he went and took an internship at Fendi. That's great. And, I mean, it's sad that he has these doors closed to him, especially you feel somebody who's achieved and attained a level of success and notoriety that he has, that you feel certain doors would be open. I think it's a big mystery why they're not open. I mean, I think one of the things that might pop to mind is, could it be the race issue? I don't think there's ever really been a prominent African-American designer on that level, you know, or maybe it's the fact he's an American, you know, and unfortunately, you know, Americans don't have the best, we get scoffed a lot just because of what our government, our infrastructure does. You know, we're products of that per se to other people's eyes. So we don't have the best reputation overseas. There could be a lot of different variables or reasons why that door is blocked. But if you saw the stuff he did, like the women's line he did, Donda, and just anything he's put out has been super dope. So to give that guy full reins, let him run with it, I think it'd be amazing.
Dope. So shout out to Kanye West. He is trying to break down those barriers. Shout out for that interview. I loved every bit of it. And you heard from the curator himself, man. Let Kanye in that joint, man. So we need that prominent African-American designer over there. But, what we want you to do, man, is tell... we know you're a busy dude, man, but we want you to tell the audience what you have coming up next. You know what I'm saying? Things that you are in the mix of doing now. I know you have your chains and other pieces that you sell online. Just give them a quick glimpse of how they can holler at you and reach you for your products and actually purchase things that you're out there selling.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you letting me give a little shameless plug, but... you can always check. I'm Marco the Curator. I'm a tastemaker, a dope dealer, certified fly guy, and all the above. You can check out some of my selection, my pieces I have for sale at GalleriaDeFresco.com. That's GalleriaDeFresco, GalleriaDeFresco.com. If you want to see a little more about what I do, you can go check out my website, MarcoTheCurator.com. That's MarcoTheCurator. You can also follow me on Instagram at MarcoTheCurator. Got a few things I'm working on right now. One of the things, I have my own private label clothing company. It's called One of One Home. You know, it's based on exclusivity and just, not doing the mass production. It's a cool blend of streetwear meets high-end, and got some cool pieces. You know, I definitely put attention to detail on them. I'm also working, like I said, if you go to the website, you can see a lot of my vintage clothing, glasses, jewelry. I've also been blessed to work on a project and work on this jewelry company that was based on a lot of these vintage pieces I had. We used those as inspiration and actually were able to come up with a chain line called Envy Chains. EnvyChains.com, you can check it out. And what's really cool about that is, you know, I have these, you know, right now you see it's so popular with these urban artists like 2 Chainz, you know, Diddy, Ross, wearing these huge, you know, Versace and Chanel chains that are, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Like, unfortunately, the average fan can't wear that. And so we decided to bring something that's of great quality, but still attainable pricing. And, you know, for the fan could be like, well, yo, I can't afford this $5,000 Chanel piece, but I can afford this $140 Envy chain. And it's made of that same quality. And, you know, women have always had that luxury where they wanted to get fly.
Right.
At night, they were able to go out to the store and buy a chain for $30, $40. You know, we're giving the men that same opportunity. They could buy something really fly.
That's awesome. I need some.
6 months later, get something new. Oh, I'm nuts.
For real.
So, you know, same way we can make things accessible, you know, we want to make that accessible. Just because we see it's a part of the culture. And, it, you know, you go back to the people we talked about earlier, like Dapper Dan, you know.
Right.
You think of Dapper Dan, you think of Eric B. and Rakim. And you think
it's exactly.
People been rocking that since day one. The RZA, the Great Diggers, you know, Raekwon. You know, go, you know, this jewelry has always been a symbol. And now we're able to bring this to the market. And it's high quality, 22 karat plated. And it's just, you know, it's definitely a way to keep the streets alive and let people know, hey, it's accessible. Let's get this. So that's what I'm working on right now. I've had the good fortune as well to work doing some creative directing and consulting with a new spirit company by the name of Leor Iced Wine. And
nice.
I think that's a great opportunity right there. It's, I had the good fortune of meeting the 2 owners, and they have a great product. You know, it's like 2 young urban men, 2 young black men who have an iced wine company, and I think that's brilliant.
It's,
you know,
beautiful.
I think it is beautiful because you always talk about, you know, you see hip-hop popping bottles, but it's like, all right, we've been there, done that. Let's get a little sophisticated. Let's get grown and sexy. It's an iced wine. It's just something a little more refined. You know, we ain't got to fall out. We can just, you know, sit slow and chill. So I'm working on that. And just trying to stay creative. I've learned that an idea is worth $1 million, and I have ideas that I'm just trying to get off the ground right now, and just trying to stay around like-minded people to keep those energy alive.
We love it, bro.
Oh, absolutely.
Marco, the curator, straight up, you know, and I know there's going to be huge, you know, things coming up, you know, that they're going to even see more of Marco, man. But right now you can check out some of his work on your best artists out there right now, from Future to Trinidad to the Migos, you know, Versace video, like we said, number one on 106 and Park. You know, just shout out to him dropping this knowledge on us tonight, and
man,
all that he's got coming up in the future, man. And make sure, you know, you're not out there rocking that bullshit, because cats like the curator and his team, and you know, these dudes know, you know what I'm saying? And you know, if they stop you in the street and give you a quick lesson, just take heed, get that lesson, you know what I'm saying? Take that, like Puff says, just, you know, so you won't be out there fucking up with the fake vintage
with
shit.
The fake. Right. Right. And we can't tell when it's fake. We just don't know what's not right about it. If something ain't right with it, you can always tell. I want to ask you, Marco, before... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, like, it's funny about that fake stuff. It's weird, because, like, you'd be surprised. Like, even as weird as it sounds, even the fake 80s stuff is dope right now. Like, I mean, and it's funny what you consider fake or not. Like, you think about, like, these MCM jackets, these Louis Vuitton jackets, like, they were all custom pieces by Dapper Dan and tailors like that. So did Louis or MCM ever make them? No. So would you consider that fake? You know what I mean? Then you start getting into these fine lines of things, you know what I mean? You know, I had somebody try to tell me, this is fake. And I was like, well, let me tell you this. This is real, authentic material that was taken from here and reconstructed into this. So it's crazy that this whole, like, the whole different world. I'm glad to be a part of it. If I could share whatever knowledge I've learned through my trials, then I'm more honored to be out here with y'all, you know, speaking a little.
Oh, that's hot.
I'll be going back to replay and catch some of the names and go back and listen to what you got going on and keep up with you. I'm following you on Twitter and IG, so I'm excited to watch your growth and progression. And I wanted to ask you one more thing. I know you have to go, and we thank you for your time tonight. Well, two more things. Is there anyone in particular you're looking to that you would like the opportunity to work with? I'm sure the list is endless, but anyone in particular you can't wait to have an opportunity to work with?
I'm going to give you two names right now, and the one name is the obvious, is Nas, just because I think that he helped mold my fashion sense, and he had a line, I'll never forget this, the streets raised me up giving a fuck, I thought Jordan and Gold Chain was living it up, and like that was my credo growing up. Like, it's funny, you know, when we had a family party to go to, as long as I had a clean pair of shoes and a little rope on me, I thought I was shit, you know, like. And that's, you know, I look back now, and that's still an evident, you know, piece, staple of my wardrobe. So I would love to work with Nas, and just because it'd be cool to be able to put him in some of the old stuff he used to talk about, and I think that'd be dope. And I would love to work with Drake, actually. I was actually very sad that at the last minute he wasn't able to make it to the set, but I would love to work with him because I think he's a very talented artist. I just don't think she's really figured out his sense of style yet.
Right.
You know, I think he has really dope pieces. I see him wearing something I like, but it's just, in my opinion, it's like it's never put together the way
it's
should.
That's right. It's a little confusing.
And especially with the caliber of musician he is. Like, you know, like I would love to work with either of those two. I think those kind of cover the spectrum, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm actually going to be seeing Nas this Sunday. He's coming out here and kicking it at the spot that my homies own. So I'm going to be out there, and I swear, you know, if I get the conversation with him, you know, I'm supposed to be meeting him. If I get it, I'm going to be letting him know that there's a guy named Marco the Curator in L.A., wants to work with you on some style. I know. Let me shout out April Roomet. I think works with Nas as far as styling him. She puts up a lot of dope images of her working with him. So shout out to April. And I think Nas works with a few people. So when I see him, I'ma definitely, you know, let him know about the curator, man. Because you're right, man. I'm a big Nas fan. I know all those lines you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? And I remember all those pictures, and I remember us going out there to grab those Haley Hensons and Columbia jackets. We had to go to fucking boat stores to get them shits. And, you know, we would go like 15 deep in a boat store, and the white people looking at us like, what the fuck are y'all doing in here? Y'all not buying no boats and canoes and shit. And we going, right, yo, we need that Haley Hensons joint right there. And they're like, oh, some rap dude must be wearing this shit.
See, at least you're in Florida. You have some stores that cater to that. Not just me trying to find Haley Hansen out here in L.A. Like, I found my pieces, man. So I feel you. Respect to Haley Hansen. Respect to my man going to the streets and knowing that. Respect to anybody else who's not wondering what the hell is Haley Hansen right now.
Shit, man. That shit was crazy, man. We could go back in the day and reminisce on that shit all the time, man. I remember cats ran up in a Army Navy store for some vintage Army Navy shit, and they were like, what the fuck are we getting robbed for? Like, so it was some crazy shit going on back then, but it was all those different stores that people didn't know like what shit was in. They had no idea, and everybody in the street knew, and they were like, nah, you know where that shit is at? Right in this store right here. So, you know,
and you said it right there. The people in the streets knew it. At the end of the day, you know, it starts in the street. I mean, you want to know what's the newest hot thing? Keep your ear to the street, man. The streets don't lie.
Indeed.
Yeah. Nice.
Big up to Nas. Big up to April. You ever need some help finding some rare pieces for your man, Nazir? Holler at your boy. Gotcha.
There you go.
That's right. Any festivals, any art exhibits you're going to be at to display your clothing in person, anything like that? I didn't mention any conventions or anything of sort that you might be at coming up. Anything that we can look at you in person and get a feel for the quality?
Yeah, I actually have a new capsule I'm getting ready to release. We're just it's a limited capsule of 12 pieces. These 12 garments I made. We're still trying to finalize where we're having the opening ceremony at. So it'll be out here in Los Angeles somewhere. But as soon as I have that, you know, we're in negotiations right now about who's going to carry it. So as soon as we knock that down, I will definitely let you guys know. But there is a new capsule I'm releasing from my private label called One of One Home. And we just wrapped it up, did the photo shoot, the little lookbook, and we're getting ready to release it. So
that's
in
hot.
The near future, there will be something.
I think I see Soulja Boy wearing some of your stuff the other day. Did you have put some?
Yeah, I had the good fortune. I have a shout out to Mr. Golden Hanger. He's one of the illest designers, modern designers right now. Really killing it. And I've had the good fortune of working with him, and he's had the good fortune of working with Soulja Boy. He made him a custom leather shirt, and part of my clothing line, I have these vegan leather sweatpants, and it's a black leather jogging pant, and it's actually this imported microfiber from Japan that's not leather. It feels like calfskin. It fooled me. I thought it was calfskin when I first got put onto it, and it's not. And it blew my mind. And you know, I haven't eaten meat in about 11 years, so I thought it was cool because I had a little of my personality. So the vegan leather sweatpant. And
That's dope. Jermaine Dupri is a vegan,
you.
So he would be all about that.
Oh, there it is. And the beautiful part about it, it's funny because the fabric cost me as much, you know, just about as much as the calfskin would have. But it just felt like I could do this differently, and I could have my, you know, put my own personality into it. And the most beautiful part about it is you could throw them in the washer, you know, gentle cycle, line.
That's dope.
And you all know how, you know, you have one of the Pelly Pels and heavy Mark Buchanan jackets. You know how expensive it is to dry clean those. But imagine how often you got to dry clean some leather sweatpants. So, you know, these breathable, functional washables. So, shout out to Soulja Boy for rocking and repping it. Shout out to Trinidad James for rocking and repping it. King Los, Bad Boy, Lola Monroe, Taylor Gang. Shout out to everybody. Snoop Dogg has been wearing some of my pieces as well. I'm very blessed and honored to have y'all rocking with me.
Ah, man, we definitely going to keep plugging what the curator got on. That's amazing stuff, brother. And, again, thank you for coming on and sharing all that knowledge with us, man. This was a dope show. We like to give all facets of the industry, entertainment-wise. You know, people, you want to be stars, you want to be this, you want to be that. That's excellent. But there are other people around that scene that make this stuff come together that you see on your television. So we just have one of them on the line, Marco the Curator. Thanks again, my brother.
Thank you all for having me in the cut.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you so much.
No doubt, no doubt. We are definitely just a tweet and IG post away from keeping up with Marco the Curator, and as you can hear and see for yourself, he does have a lot going on, so you may want to be just one tweet away, one IG post away, so make sure you follow him at Marco the Curator. That's M-A-R-K-O the Curator, C-U-R-A-T-O-R, and that is on our Twitter, so you guys want to keep up and follow what he's got going on, check out those pieces, that's how you can catch him. Really humbled guy, individual as well, humbled, and he's done a lot, done quite a bit to just kind of have fell into his passion and his love for this newfound artistry or just his fashion, what he's been a part of since he was young, and I think that's really dope how he got into it. I love the story, love to hear the background, love to even hear the progress and the new projects he has coming up, so shout out to everybody that listened, and got a couple more calls on the line, but you guys, if you missed anything, definitely go back and listen to the broadcast when we conclude tonight. So dope.
Definitely. It's always a pleasure and it's always real when somebody falls into something like that the way he did. You know, it makes it more authentic. You know, they actually love what they do, and eventually those people are going to rise to the top because, you know, the passion is there, the knowledge is there. And the consistency is there. So, you know, no doubt that he's going to take it even further. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you know stylists and you know people that are in this fashion world, you know they sound just like Marco sound. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They will
they
let
do.
You know about some
they
shit
do.
Real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because
they
those
do.
Pieces are things that they go find, they hunt for, and they
mm-hmm.
can tell you why they did that. So I've always admired that culture. And like I said, us, you know, Honest and I both, for anybody that's a hip-hop fan, you love where it came from. So a lot
mm-hmm.
of these, a lot of these things are just coming back around, man. It's the craziest thing. Like sometimes I look even older than that, back to the 70s, and I look at my mom's and my aunts taking pictures, and that's the same shit these girls are wearing today. None but these leggings,
yeah.
colorful leggings. You know what I'm saying? High heel.
We
didn't
wear the leggings somewhere like that. You know, they shouldn't be wearing the leggings.
What are they called?
The
those, yeah, they're killing these leggings out here. I mean,
still
you know,
doing
you got
the
girls
leggings?
That got, man, you got girls that got lines that are making money on leggings.
Well, you
right
know,
now.
Oh, you're talking about the bodysuits, not the tights.
Maybe
you're
I'm, maybe
the,
yeah, the tights. Well, I'm calling.
Well, you
them,
wouldn't know the.
I guess I'm
you,
calling
you,
them
you
the wrong thing,
the,
but
yeah.
I wouldn't know what
it's
to
okay,
exactly call them. You know, what I'm saying? I wouldn't know what to exactly call them.
I'm like, no, they shouldn't be wearing leggings.
Yeah, the tight, the
no.
tights, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and they
know,
got these designer
the
tights.
And
the,
yeah.
yeah, you know, and they killing shit
yeah.
like that, you know? And that's yeah. all form-fitting stuff that you've seen
yeah.
women wearing back in those 70s.
In the
80s, and,
the jumpsuit.
Exactly, things like that. Uh-huh. So shout out to it all just coming back around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope. And what I meant to ask him about the reality shows that are out, the fashion shows and the sewing, and if he ever had looked into that at one point. But he may have already fell into, you know, moving right along, working with it, the clients and whatnot, when these shows, you know, really came to the forefront. Because now it's every other, you know, they have seasons regularly, and these are the shows. And I wanted to get his take on the whole America's Top Model and all of those kind of shows. But, you know, we'll have another time to I'm sure he'll be back on it at a later time. So I want
oh,
to ask
most
his,
definitely.
His take on these
most
reality
definitely.
Shows and these. I forgot what they're called, but they're a lot of the style of shows. I like to watch them, and I wonder what his opinion would be if he has an opportunity
fashion,
to catch
what,
those every
Project
now and then.
Project Runway.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
got the Project Runway.
Exactly.
You got
there's
the,
a couple of the joints out.
A couple of joints out there. A
there's a couple of them, just like the cooking shows. There's a couple of those. They started seeing that they there was interest, peaked interest, and now they're playing a lot of those. Well, definitely let's get into a news portion. It was dope. Shout out to him again. You guys, make sure you're following our Twitters @Global14, The Cut, and @Global14. We'll do the other plugs later. And I have to also shout out our special guest, Mint Condition, our guest 2 weeks ago, because tomorrow is they're going to be the show that they're actually going to do a meet and greet with our caller that
yes.
we had on the show. So she's actually going to go and meet them backstage, take a photo, get her autograph, and then enjoy the show. And the guy who sets up an there's so many people involved when you get with these higher profile groups and bands and whatnot. One of the tour people said, make sure she knows this show is sold out. So, you know, this is the time and this is everything. But I really love and adore the way that they have set this whole meet and greet up, especially for her, just because of her calling into our show that night. She's just ecstatic, and she said she will tag us in the pictures once she is there. So shout out to Tasha is her name, and shout out to Mint Condition
yes.
for that wonderful gesture for their fans. It's just it's incredible. It makes me feel all warm inside, and I'm just excited, and I was smiling.
Well,
that's
and
what
we're here
time.
For, man. You know,
yeah, I know.
Here
it
for
makes me feel good.
Show that love and help, you know, and then
yeah.
when you got guys
yeah.
like Mint Condition that, you know, extend that hand, you know,
yeah.
when they don't have to, you know what I'm saying?
They
don't. But you know, there's good people out there still. You know, you got
mm-hmm.
people that, you know, sometimes they meet their favorite artist or their hero, and it's a letdown. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
it's always a great story when you hear somebody meet somebody and they treat them the way they should be treated,
yeah,
because they're fans,
yeah,
and
yeah.
they got them to where you're supposed to, where they got
yeah.
got you to where you are. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So shout out to the guys from Mint Condition, who was just really dope on the show a
yes.
couple of weeks ago, man. A lot of great
yes.
insight. And shout out to Tasha, man. I hope she has an excellent time, which I know she
I
will.
Know.
And, you know, the cut
I'm
did
so
that,
happy.
Man. The cut
oh,
did that.
Gosh.
We need to holler
know,
at us.
We
got some gifts for y'all, man. You don't even know it.
We got the giveaways, and you ain't even know it. That's right. You know what? I actually was going to play Rocko. You ain't even know it. But I wanted to get into, we don't play enough R&B, so I kind of wanted to, I felt R&B-ish. I didn't know how you felt. It's been raining outside. It's cold. It's getting into the fall time. I wanted to drop some Breezy on them with the Aaliyah record. I really like this. Don't Think They Know It. And we can come back with the news, and then that. I guess that'll be it. So if y'all have any questions, feedback, comments, you're better give us a call, 760-913-4119, or you can participate as well. Short news portion, so get your calls in.
Yep.
Don't let them tell you any different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
I owe it all to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
As much as I messed up, all to give me your best love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us. They don't know about it.
Sometimes I wonder what I did to deserve you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't know about us.
Don't talk about it, don't talk about it. Don't try to change your mind about it. Don't tell you things you don't want to hear, but we good.
Don't
let them talk about it, they talk about it. Just let them know we already got it. Just tell them that we gon' work at it, we good.
Don't worry about it.
Don't think they know the truth. They don't think they know.
Dearly love the way that record came together. Don't Think They Know. And I don't think they know what we about to get into tonight. And guess what
know.
Else? Nah. they may know the news portion. I want to do this real quick. I forgot. We have somebody on the line, actually. And I'm actually going to just bring him live, and we can do it like that. I hope he's not bashful with it. I want to say congratulations to our big homie, Jermaine Dupri. He is now managing Mariah Carey. That is the breaking news. We should have opened
huge
up the show
with
that news. So I'm sorry for that, guys. You know, that
we
is a big, big deal.
We could have opened up with that joint right there.
With the Mariah Carey joint.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge. I was going to mention it in the news segment, but you're right. That's opening up type shit right there, you know.
Yeah, that
shout
was
out Jermaine and Mariah, man. That is huge, huge, huge.
It is.
But
well,
they've been working
together
for so long. You know, I don't think people know they have, like, Song of the Decade, you know what I'm saying? So many hits that Jermaine and Mariah have done together, and I think that, you know, now they're just going to take it to a whole nother level on some business stuff, man. So, shit, what could you say about that? You're talking about Mariah Carey and Jermaine. That shit is going to be crazy.
Yeah, and that's just it. Like, those two names alone together is amazing. And, of course, we're not just saying that because of this platform, but it's just a blessing to be among that and in this realm of the new, you know, changes. My word for tonight is progress because I've said it, like, four times. But that's what it's all about, you know, progression in life. And that's just what that is. So look, homie, we have and I want to, his name is Big Tex. Why does his name seem so familiar to me? The name is Big Tex, and he called in and said wanted to know how he could follow our show and keep up with what we have going on.
Nice.
And we didn't get a chance to. I know. How dope is that? Homie, friends with the homie and staff, Batos, Lamont. And so he got put onto the show, and he listened in and tuned in, and we appreciate that. So I'm actually going to just bring him live because we was talking and chopping it up during the break, but we didn't finish. So I'm going to bring him live, and hopefully he's still on the line. What's up, Big Tex?
What's it doing? I'm all right. I don't get too bashful. No, but I worked with him before, and as he was my DJ when I ran a strip club and whatnot. Dude, pretty official when it comes to that, to DJing and getting his music out.
Dope.
Was that
Jermaine he was talking about?
No, one of your staff members, Bottle.
Okay, mm-hmm. Lamont, okay, cool, yeah, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I came in on the last bit of y'all convo, that's my bad, I didn't hear the first part. Yeah, I didn't hear the first part during the break. That's my fault. But welcome, brother.
Hey, no problem. No, hey, anytime the homie asks me, I try to support him when I can. It's been difficult the last couple of times trying to get up with him because I work two gigs, so it's kind of hard to really get out. But he hit me on Facebook like a few seconds ago saying that you guys were broadcasting live right now. So I was like, all right, let me hit him up so he knows that I am paying attention.
That's hot right there, man. Always good to show that love and support, man. Shout out to our homie Lamont, manning the boards and tweeting and doing whatever it takes to make sure, you know what I'm saying, the show goes smooth, man. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely all teamwork over here, man. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to keep these wheels turning, brother. So thank you for tuning in because we really appreciate that.
We do.
I was like, no problem, anytime, man. Like I said, if I need something and you just can't quite get a hold to it, have him get a hold to me because there's different people that I know and whatnot from when I was working in the other field. So he can actually route that and I can get y'all in contact with different folks.
Nice.
You know, and that's what I said, your name, I'm from Texas, so that's why I said, well, your name's a little familiar, you know, Big Tex. I know a lot of people are named Tex and Big Tex, but your name really, everything seems familiar, so I definitely, make sure you follow us if you have a Twitter, I'm at Onyx254, and Golden's at The Glue, but we're also on Facebook as well, and I'm sure Batos has that information, but we appreciate you, and I encourage you to go back and listen to any broadcast and episodes you like. They're all recorded, so if you miss them, you know, on your grind and whatnot, you can always go back and catch them, but thank you.
And tell a friend, my brother. We'd be more than happy to have anybody you know check us out, man, and we really appreciate that.
That's not a problem, like I said, because I got contacts and stuff like it's another radio show. I mean, that I deal with them in Phoenix. I'm actually on the ground level with them, and we should be actually getting ready to broadcast in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Dope.
Awesome.
Dope,
that's
man.
What's
good
up.
Luck with that, man.
Congrats
we're gonna be
on
checking
that.
You
I know.
Out too.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, well, let me know. If there's no problem, I definitely don't have no problem with giving you guys a plug when we once we launch. So, you know, like I said, just get a hold to Lamont, and he'll give you all the info on how to contact me and so forth.
Alrighty. That's what's up. We appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
Nice.
Alrighty. Have a good evening, homie.
Nice. Always all right, nice
you do
to
the
have
same.
Support. Yes, yes, brother. Have a great one, man.
All right.
Saying, man. Always
this
nice
is
to have that support.
Tonight is support night. This is Bato's just said he did not stage that. Of course I'm gonna say we know you didn't. We know you didn't. Let the homie show you some love.
He's speaking that real.
It is what it is, you know.
Look, man, in a world
he just
where
wrote
people,
on the board.
You know,
I did not even stage that. Like we know you didn't. Like that's too organic. That was too cool for school. He didn't even know I was bringing him live. So
in a world where people so quick to down you and be negative about what you got going on, it's always a breath of fresh air when somebody come through with that support. Somebody come through with that love. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, shout out Big Tex for calling up. And you know what I'm saying? That's all love, man. We probably going to end up, you know, helping each other out down the line.
Yeah, that was nice.
So that's what's up.
And that's what it's all about. That networking and that, you know, that's what we do. So I love that right there. That was real dope for him to say that. Because, I mean, why not pass a resource or two? Why not pass a tool? It is what it is. You know, we all out here trying to get this money. It's enough for all of us. And, you know, it was real dope for real. And King, you know, he called in early and showed the support and love and mentioned money as well. So, you know, that got my attention. But I just think this is a dope night. Everybody's showing support, being on the entrepreneur you know, game right now. So this is dope. So I'm just going to stop. I'm getting excited, and you know how I get. So
man, it's all good.
I'll be like,
excitement
oh, let's
is the name
type
of
deal.
The game, man. You
I'm
know, and just that, you know, you and I get that type of love, man. You know,
yeah,
it is
nice.
Exciting. You know, we've been doing it for a little minute. It is constantly growing. So we loving that, you know what I'm saying? Embrace that.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah, I love that shit, man. Keep that shit coming. You know, we need that.
For real.
We over here, we be busting our ass over here to make sure, you know, we get people on the show, you know what I'm saying? We give insight, you know what I'm saying? We help others out, you know what I'm saying? So when
we
it comes back
all the time.
Yeah, when it comes back, we feel that, man. So shout out to everybody that's giving that energy back to Onyx and myself, man. We love that shit. Keep that shit coming. You know what I mean?
For real. Shout out to the staff for holding it down. It's just one. We just three deep, so it's very real right now. The work ethic
indeed.
Is strong.
So, we're going to get into some news, though. We're going to get into some news. But like we said, once again, shout out the big homie JD, now Mariah Carey's official manager. So if you're dealing on that level, to even deal with Mariah, you gotta go see the big homie, and they're gonna be making things happen. We hear there is an excellent plan in place to do their damn thing, so they're gonna do it. I already know it. Shout out, man. We definitely support what Jermaine does, just like he reciprocates that support to us. So everybody be on the lookout for that. If you hadn't known about it, now you know. Check it out. And if you don't know about shit that's going to go on with Jermaine and Mariah, you're going to hear that on Global14.com before any place else. I can guarantee you that.
And
so
on
you
this
not,
show, you will be hearing some exclusive.
Exactly. On the Global14.com or The Cut, because Jermaine always puts that shit up there first. So you already know what it is. One piece of news that I wanted to talk about, man, and I wanted to get your opinion on this shit right here, man. Kanye West, we talked about that interview a little bit earlier with Marco. Now, Kanye got into a feud with Jimmy Kimmel because Jimmy Kimmel made fun of this interview, and Kanye wasn't feeling that because he felt he was saying some very important things in that and that it shouldn't be taken lightly. But, you know, of course, with Kanye, they're going to take the craziest thing he said, which was, I'm the biggest rock star of them all, and they're going to turn that around and switch that around. You know how they do. But, a lot of people really didn't feel that from Jimmy Kimmel because they feel the shit that Kanye was saying was to help, especially young minorities out here that need to understand what walls they're up against. And when you kind of trivialize that type of shit and make fun of it, it's like, yo, don't downgrade what the fuck I'm saying because it's very real and people out there need to know it. You're a rich cat. You don't care. You know what I'm saying? But there's people out there that need to know what the fuck going on out here. Now, the crazy part of it is that now they're basically going to squash this on his show. So he's going to be on Jimmy tomorrow. And this is after Kanye and him went out. I'm talking about Kanye was really shitting on Jimmy Kimmel. If you don't know the history, go back to about a week ago. Kanye and Jimmy was going at it. A lot of people don't feel it. A lot of people are pissed off that he's going on there. Like, you know what? Fuck that, man. Stop compromising. You know what I'm saying? You said what you said. He shitted on you. You told him this. You told him that. Don't go on his fucking show and give him no ratings. What the fuck is wrong with you? And the reason why I'm saying it the way I'm saying it, kind of cursing and things like that, is because that's how passionate people are about this shit right now. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, stop compromise. We always do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Black people say, hey, we ain't fucking with that. And then as soon as somebody say, hey, you know, just don't be like that. If anybody but your own race, you'll forgive them. Your own race, you ready to blow his brains on the curb. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to ask how you felt about Kanye going on Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow to put this all to bed.
I love that you have reached out and asked my opinion and I get to put my two cents in this. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't pay much attention to the rants because I'm used to not so much the rants, like they weren't important, but I'm used to Kanye holding his ground and holding his own and saying, no, this is what this is, and he's going to come for you. I actually saw Jimmy Kimmel was actually not the only, of course, the first one to do a spoof. Best Week Ever did one, which is one of my favorite shows. I never get to watch it, but when I do get an opportunity, I leave with nothing but, you know, laughter and just loving it, just loving everybody on there. And so they took a couple of the pieces, and, you know, you have, like, the suit. And so they took a couple of pieces and was like, what? And it was hilarious, but they didn't go into the whole having the kid and doing all of that with Jimmy Kimmel. So what I feel about it is I think that it's a wonderful opportunity for him to come on the show for those who didn't get what we got from it, who didn't understand and get the objective from it that they should have left with. I think that it's the perfect opportunity for him to come on, and it could be a marketing thing. It is always business. It's always about business. So it's a great, not only is it great for marketing and what he's trying to do, but it's also, I mean, who's going to continue? How many interviews have continued to you continue to talk about for weeks on at a time? So this also this is already a great deal and a great thing. He's in the limelight. And I think it's perfect for him to come on the show and go ahead and do this one-on-one. He's not giving in. I think he's coming on to do his stance and say what it is, and that's what it needs to be. He's an adult. They're both public figures, and they need to be mature about it and sit down and say what it needs, you know, what it is. And Kanye is going to have his opportunity to voice without people looking at him like he's just an angry black man or again, still not hearing what he has to say. And with this platform, I think that they'll hear what he has to say. And then people have to remember, we're in a time where everything's getting made fun of or exploited or over the top. Think about the kid Terrio. Really, this is kind of crazy how they took this obese child, because he is obese, cute as can be, but he's kind of obese. He's like 7'8", I think, 6'7", 8". He's doing the little dancing or whatever. And they took it and just ran with it. This is a child. You know, back in the day, this would have been on some, this is not okay to do, but, you know, they made fun of it, you know. And this is a time now with social media. It's kind of crazy. It's a good and bad thing, but people take things and make it a joke. Even the when you think about the girls that got kidnapped and they turned it into a song, you know what I mean, with Charles Ramsey. And it's like, you know,
they
made fun of his tagline.
Shit.
Yeah, about, you know, I knew something wrong with a pretty white girlfriend into a big black guy's arms, you know. And it was funny. And everybody you saw was saying, I don't always barbecue, but when I do, it's with Charles Ramsey. So you saw all these IG pictures. So people have to, you either, if you're going to let it vibe with this, you can't, you know, stop being so left field, right field. Like, is it either it's okay to do these or it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to either do what
right.
be like or it's not okay. Y'all love it when
right.
you're rocking with what you feeling, but then when they make fun of, you know, it's just what it is these days. Everybody's making fun of everything, and they just love it, just like the Drake, the type of nigga. They got the Twitter now. Meek Mill rap like he's rapping from the in the drive-thru, you know what I'm saying, from the
right.
other side of the seat. I mean, this is just what it is. So it's really not that big of a deal. I don't care how big of a Kanye fan you are or whatever. Nobody's
right.
safe. And that's just what it is. So if he gets an opportunity to come on and say, you know what? Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's
a, and he's a, he's a comedian,
he like
you know. That's like his job to do that.
Exactly.
The reason why I love what Kanye did, though, is because certain things you have to let people know. Like,
you
no.
do.
No, this
not,
not, not you're not going to make fun of this. And, you know,
exactly.
if Charles Ramsey was to do that, he should have did that. You know what I'm saying? Because then people would have listened to him and said, you know what? This guy's right. This situation was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We can't help who Charles Ramsey is. But to go around
mm-hmm.
it. So there's certain things that I think that the other side should speak and say, you
absolutely.
Know what? I don't think that is right. And that's why I was
absolutely.
Happy that Kanye did it. I hope
yeah.
that Kanye goes on this show and says exactly what he has to say to his audience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that Jimmy Kimmel needs to make fun and try to have people laughing about the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding with what the homie Rick Ross said. And this is a thing that I think people really should understand. There's power in hip-hop music, and
mm-hmm.
these people treat it like it's not, just like we were talking about
mm-hmm.
with Marco.
Mm-hmm.
We make a bunch of shit popular. And if we were
mm-hmm.
to stop, a lot of people would lose a lot of money. But
mm-hmm.
if you treat it like it's a joke all the time, it's not going to have that type of value.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick Ross was asked about this, and he was like, you know what? We go on Jimmy Kimmel, and we perform, and we give them performances for his audience because they love us. What if
mm-hmm.
we don't come? What if we stop
mm-hmm.
coming? What if we don't let you in on our side no more because you're making fun of some real shit?
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
we was to do that, then it'd be a whole nother story. So until
mm-hmm.
you get right, until you
mm-hmm.
get right, and everything ain't a joke,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we probably not going to fuck with you no more. Matter of fact, we not
mm-hmm.
fucking with you no more. And after
mm-hmm.
that, you start hearing... Get this guy on. You know, you start hearing that Kanye
yeah.
going on the show. I think people are starting
yeah.
to realize, like, listen, man, there's some things we're going to laugh and joke about all the time, but there's some
mm-hmm.
things that need to be taken seriously. Maybe you should ask Kanye why this guy wouldn't let him into his event unless that's the only event that he was supposed
and
to go to. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm glad he's going on
like
the show.
That. So,
so
I'm happy that he's going on the show.
Absolutely.
To,
and
I just don't want it to
on.
Be made a joke. So I think it's a good thing, too, only from the perspective that I think that Kanye's going to get up there
mm-hmm.
and do what Kanye knows how to do. Hopefully
mm-hmm.
he's not subdued in it. Because I really think that, you know, things like that should be brought to the forefront. Even when
mm-hmm.
Oprah was over there shopping for a purse and the lady was just like, you know, I don't think you can
yeah,
afford
that
stuff. You know, a lot
right.
of this stuff, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't affect a lot of people. But some people should be realizing, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Those barriers need to be broken down. If somebody
mm-hmm.
is going in that store... You know what I'm saying? Until they rob it or until they do some stupid shit,
mm-hmm.
you treat them like a customer. Because Winona Ryder went into a store and robbed the shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Lindsay Lohan went into a store and robbed that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So don't get it confused. Like, your A-list actress could come up in your shit
yeah.
and rob
and
your shit. You
and,
feel what
and
I'm
so,
saying?
And what's so great about, and again, there's your gift and curse with social media is that
right.
we can have these subjects to bring to light more, and then we can do the protesting and the petitioning and the, you know what, how about I not do this, and how about I not support this, and how about I not put my money into this and my time into this, and that's what needs to happen, straight like that. So shout out to everybody that raised the awareness of it and say, yo, I don't like this. I'm not rocking with it. I didn't find it funny.
Right.
Because now Kanye has a second, third, however many opportunity to now go back and do another interview on the interview. So it's dope, and I love it.
On the interview.
On the interview. Interview about the interview. But that's just what that is. Great. I'm glad you brought that up. That's awesome.
No doubt. Another thing, you know, we only going to get to one more because, you know, we just want a short news segment, you know, and we're running out of time. But I thought this was interesting. This caught my eye. CeeLo Green, you know, CeeLo Green, high profile dude, you know, Goody Mob, The Voice, Gnarls Barkley, you know, CeeLo has done tremendous work in the industry. L.A. County District Attorney reinvestigating CeeLo Green's rape case. And they're saying the charges will be brought against CeeLo for raping or sexually assaulting a woman. And I just wanted to talk to you about it, man, because I know we talked about the whole Mac Maine situation before. And,
yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, getting a little bit into this, like, what could these guys do to not put themselves in these positions? It's pretty obvious to me, but it seems like, I guess it ain't that obvious because people be getting hit with these charges, and it's like, what are you doing? You make millions of dollars. Like, somebody's going to want to give you some somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let the one that don't want to give you nothing bounce.
Absolutely. You know, and I had to... And I hate that I'm not prepared for the topic at hand, in which normally I can just I'm all into what it is anyway, because I wasn't even familiar. I saw his face in the news more than, or the blogs a little bit more than I'd like to, not that I'd like to, but more than usual. And I was like, what is this deal? But I didn't know what it was. So
it's surrounded by the favorite word of the day, the Molly. So, you know, the apparently, you know, CeeLo never admitted that he put it in her drink, but I guess that's what she was alleging.
That's what they're saying.
Something about Molly, and sources related to the case actually told TMZ that CeeLo Green is actually on tape apologizing regarding something to do with the ecstasy drug.
Oh my God!
So this is gonna be interesting when it comes out.
This is gonna be a deep one. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you know, that's why it caught me, because it was just kind of like, you know, okay, cats are out there talking about their popping mollies, and that's all cool.
Mm-hmm.
You do, hey man, do what you do. If you do it, go do what you do. We don't advocate that stuff from the cut.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? But we don't knock nobody that's out there popping and doing what they do. That's your life. You do your thing. But
I have to be worried about me and mine, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
when it comes
to that. Right. So when it comes to stuff like this, though, it's kind of interesting because it's like, okay, damn, brothers, you know, really getting caught out there, man. And I hate to see it, man. It's a waste of money that you got to defend yourself for something this small. And who knows how many hundreds of thousands of dollars have to go into lawyer fees and shit like that just to get yourself off this. But it's just it's crazy to even be a part of that shit.
I know, and it's never going to go away. Even after, you know, it'll be clear, but there'll always be it'll never be a sure, clear line no matter what happens. People always be like, well, you know, he might have just paid her. He might have just this. And what's so sad about it is that you want to side with the musical genius. You want to side with that star and be like, no, I don't believe they could do this, and this is CeeLo, and you want to be about them and be on their side. And then you want to believe that she may just be a tramp, you know, and she may just be this and that, because there's so many.
A lot of girls out there trying to trap dudes.
Exactly.
Right. A lot of girls out there trying to get money.
They do. They be on that heavy. And that's what you see that a lot. And it's like, what is the deal? But then it could be a situation where she really wasn't and didn't have,
right.
It was slipped in a drink. So it's just like, it's one of those things where it has to just play out and you
right.
hope for the best. Because
it's a catch 22, just like you said. Yeah, it's a catch 22. You can't say, oh, no, CeeLo wouldn't do nothing like that because, shit, you know CeeLo music. You don't really know CeeLo. CeeLo could be mollying up a few motherfuckers out there. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be, like you know, you just don't know. And I don't think that's the case, but you never know.
Right.
And you never know about the girl. She could be sincere in a rape allegation, or she could be one of these chicks out here that's trying to trap a dude for money and will put an alleged case on them in order to fuck up their life or order to get paid, which a lot of girls are doing. So this is something that, like Onyx just said, man, we got to see play out. I just thought it was very interesting, man, because it's just kind of like you hope that it's, well, at least I do. I hope
that
it's one of these girls out here just trying to get some money and it's not fucking true. You know?
Yes,
because
I was going to say, I hope not.
Exactly.
For the CeeLo. Yeah, so I hope.
For CeeLo side, we hope
her,
not.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
Her,
but you could always, you do always know the backstory of the poor girl that's fine as shit trying to trap somebody for money.
Being an opportunity.
Being an opportunist. So let's see how it plays out. Like I said, it just caught my eye because I was like, damn, you know, he's pretty high profile. You know?
Absolutely.
And
that's
you
crazy.
Definitely don't want that type of stigma hovering over you, and especially the type of light CeeLo is in, but anybody for that matter. But, you know, he's a little bit.
And it can
bit,
happen to any one of these dudes, and that's what's so unfortunate. It
I mean,
just
college
comes
athletes, anybody.
Yeah.
NBA people, football,
especially the athletes. And you know what else recently, and I know we got to go here, but Slim Thug, he had another woman say, oh, well, I'm the baby mama, and he went and got tested and posted the test.
He'll
be playing. He is hilarious, by the way. Shout out to Slim Thug out of H-Town, holding it down, always boss. It was hilarious. And then also media takeout, I think they said something about him looking sick. As far as I know, Slim has always been Slim. That's per his name, Slim Thug. And so he even went and got tested and posted those. He don't be playing. You're not going to say
Thug
nothing
having it.
Without him coming through with the G evidence. Like, no, homie, y'all don't get it twisted. I'm a G about mine. I really don't got to say it and do it and show y'all, but I am anyway. Because he has that respect for his fans and for what's said about him, and he don't play with that. So he cleared her up and did a dance and all kind of stuff. It was hilarious. So anybody that missed
it's
that
so
whole...
much crazy shit going on out in the world. Just everybody, watch out, be careful. That's it, man.
Bad.
Just you know, it's sad that you have to guard yourself from people you meet and things of that nature. But as we see and we talk about sometimes in the news, and unfortunately, you know, in our hip-hop news, there's a lot of crazy stuff that go on. But, you know, when our segments of the news get a little bit bigger, we're going to start half and half. We're going to balance that shit out. You're going to get the good,
and I hate
you're
going to
get
the
bad. You know what I'm saying?
But at least
so,
we didn't have to talk about death after death after death. I really be hating when we have to get into it like that. So I'm glad that we, you know, didn't have to get into that tonight, because I really hate those times when you, when you do all that. So.
But that's it, homie. That's it. You know, it's another Wednesday in the books for us.
Another Wednesday on those books. Shout out again to the platform, global14.com, which is your main place social network and site. So please head over there. Don't stop just with us. Shout out. Congratulations again for her manager, Mariah Carey. We said it. We're going to say it. We're going to have exclusives for you. At Global 14 The Cut, you can follow us. I'm at Onyx254 on Twitter, IG, and Global 14.
The Glue on Twitter, THAGLUE. On Instagram, THA Golden Fleece, The Golden Fleece. And on Global 14, just Golden Fleece. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody that called in. Big Tex, King, our guest Marco the Curator. Man, dope show. Theme of this show, support, man. Everybody was supportive.
Yes. Progress,
you know,
and support.
Progress, support, fashion. It was really dope. I hope y'all got some insight on the other side of that fucking video game. That favorite artist you love, why he dressed like he dressed, or, you know, does he have the fashion sense? Did somebody give it to him? There's people always working behind the scenes. Remember that.
And shout out to Bartos, the staff holding it down on the board,
yes,
as always. That's what's up. We appreciate him as well. I'm right out to a new record, just sent over fresh from the vault. So this is the premiere of Global 14 The Cut. This is Louisiana Cash. I bet you can't. And that's what's up.
I fucks with Louisiana Cash. Shout out Louisiana Cash and his whole team, man. I'm checking them boys out.
Ooh.
They're doing some nice things.
That's right. Boot camp music going down. And that's it. We out.
Can't. What's that girl? Do you see what that made me wanna? You know you.